The images in this window seem to be behind a frame. This approach originates from late Renaissance painting and Gothic-style stained glass of the 16th century. The leaded and stenciled outlines, seen against the flat colors of the glass, create strong linear patterns. Yet the two life-sized Old Testament figures are also in the style of Italian Renaissance painting. Jubal is the father of lyre and pipe players. Miriam, prophetess and song leader of ancient Israel, holds a tambourine. The imagery above the three lancets continues the musical theme of this organ window. The tracery holds instruments and other references to music. At the top is an open book with musical notes. Toward the bottom, two banners reading Spiritual Songs and Psalms and Hymns reinforce the religious nature of the theme. The window is one of 60 panels made for Trinity Church, now called St. Anne and the Holy Trinity Church, located in Brooklyn Heights, New York. Those panels comprise the first figural ensemble of stained glass in America. The church was designed by the architect Menard Lefevre in 1844. It was in the Gothic Revival style, which was new in America at the time. Imagine how the stained glass fills the church interior with strong and vibrant color, like the windows in the great Gothic cathedrals of Europe. It took 5 years for William J. Bolton and his brother John to complete all 60 windows. William never again made stained glass. The next year he entered the ministry. John did subsequently work in the medium, but 10 years later he too became an Episcopalian priest.